Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so here's what this is. It's nine things you need to know from the weekend about the Astros or Major League Baseball.
But we don't have a name for it.
We don't have a name for it yet. We're eliciting your names on the DWIattorney.com text line, 713-572-4610. But we do have some sweet-ass music to put underneath it, and we have this. The Astros are 26-16 after their weekend series win over the Texas Rangers. John, it's the second best record in baseball, behind only the 28-12 New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox.
Also 28-12, third best record in baseball, and yet, you know, we still kind of nitpick here and there.
They were about the fifth, sixth best record in baseball just a week ago. Playing the A's, playing the Rangers can do wonders for you.
Yeah, that's about to change, but it definitely did wonders. Lost that Friday night game, as you talked about, and then just kind of took care of business with that starting pitching.
I'm glad you brought up Friday night. The 2017 Houston Astros were shut out six times. This year, the Astros have been shut out four times already, including Friday night's shutout loss to the South Oklahoma Rangers.
It's something, right?
It's definitely something.
It's, I don't know what it is, but it's something. It's this, I guess, just, I mean, the offense.
It's the early season struggles.
I guess.
Yeah.
Dude, it's May 14th.
It's the early season struggles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just lost a couple of games. I mean, we'll get to it here. The close games that you have lost have been mind-numbingly annoying. Mm-hmm. The close games that you have lost when you scored zero runs are even more annoying. I'm not super worried about this, because if this offense, you know, corrects, changes, fixes, whatever those small things are, you're not going to see a bunch more zeros get thrown up by this Astros team.
I do like that.
The Rangers are 4-6 against the Astros so far this season, 10 games in the books. Last year, the Rangers totaled just 7 wins against the Astros. So they're on pace to get right about that. So you're on pace to maintain the dominance over the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, the East Mansfield Rangers are going to, they got a long way to go, and
they're bad.
I haven't dug into their farm system, but I haven't heard a lot about, you know, where they're, what their future looks like on the farm. So they might be in it. They might be in some difficult ground here for a while.
It's pretty ugly up there for those guys, but 4-6 so far, and I would anticipate that 4 does not get much bigger before that 6 gets bigger. The next time you're set to square off with them is a little bit down the road, I believe after the All-Star break. Hmm. So, she won't be seeing them for a while. Joey Gallo faced off against yet another devious Astros shift. This time, putting
7 people on the, well, 8 if you include the catcher. This, on the right, to the pitcher's mound's right.
This time, this is how it happened. Only Marwin Gonzalez was on the left side of the field.
Like the entire left side of the field.
Like the entire left
side
of the field.
If you drew a line down the middle from catcher to center field, Joey Gallo was on the left.
Yeah, Marwin Gonzalez on the left against Joey Gallo.
I mean,
and
Marwin
then
Gonzalez.
Springer, Bregman, Correa, Reddick, Altuve, and Gurriel were all on the right side of the field.
And how did it work out?
Well, he grounded into the shift.
Yeah, he did. You think?
Joey Gallo, my God, man. Just like, I'm not saying that he needs to just immediately know how to bunt or anything like that. And I'm not saying that even a bunt, because these Astros pitchers field their position pretty well.
Sure.
So I'm not saying that even a bunt, guarantees him a spot on the base. But you either, and here's what I'll say. Him getting to the level where he can bunt for a hit is probably going to be a lot easier to learn, or at least attempt, than him trying to relearn how to hit the baseball and go the opposite way.
Well, see, I disagree. It's not even so much bunting to me. It's just as simple as drive the ball the other way. And learn how to drive the ball. Spend the entire offseason and training camp next year driving. Because this is, I mean, the book is out. The Astros do the ultimate shift on these guys consistently. And they're not going to stop. So you better learn how to drive the ball the other way.
Charlie freaking Morton set a career high in strikeouts with 14 on Saturday during his 7-inning one run, zero walk performance. And at this point, it's real. Like,
oh, God, yes.
I mean, the wait for the shoe to drop on the other foot, whatever you want to say it, I don't think it's happening. At this point, it's real. Morton, number three in the American League with a 2.03 ERA, behind only, well, teammates Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole.
Oh, boy, do we have a candidate for the name of this. It jumps off the page.
Okay, we'll get to it here at the back end.
Jumps off the page.
All right, Jonesy, hit me for the next one. Yesterday was the 10th consecutive game for the Astros to strike out less than 10 times on offense. Okay, that little tidbit thanks to our friends at Astros County. Check it out, astroscounty.com. In the first 25 games, the Astros had 12 10-plus strikeout games for an average of 9.12 per game. It's nice to see those strikeouts come down. And with the strikeouts coming down, seeing a little bit more offense, seeing a little bit more wins.
Contact, a little bit of some traffic, as we like to say. That makes a big difference, man. Just get the bat on the ball anywhere.
Evan Gattis over the weekend had four hits. That's right. Evan Gattis over the weekend had four hits, two home run, four RBI, a walk, a strikeout, and a stolen base for the Astros designated hitter who had a get-right weekend against his hometown team.
I don't know how if it could have been any bigger for him. I think he was probably on the verge of something, some kind of move somewhere, if not down. But he needed this in the nick of time.
No doubt about that. Big weekend for Evan Gattis. A lot of his powering the Astros past the Rangers in Saturday and Sunday's affair. Dallas Keuchel is on it right now. 7 innings and 3 hits to go along with 8 strikeouts and 1 walk. 4 straight starts of 7-plus innings pitched. He's tied for third most 7-inning starts behind Corey Kluber and his teammate Garrett Cole.
He battles more, it seems like. And I know he's always been a location guy, but like not this past outing, but the one before, you and I were talking about how he was on. They got a lot out of him, but he was just sort of fighting. And I guess that's how you get out of these bad funk, so to speak, that he had to start the year. He's just fighting and battling for the strike zone on every call.
He took care of business yesterday on Mother's Day. Dallas's mom was in the house. She was part of the contingency of moms that threw out the first pitch. And an interesting little note that was really well balanced. 8 strikeouts, 8 fly balls, 8 ground balls, 24 outs.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
May make sure my math was right. Make sure my math was right. Yeah, wait, no, hold on. 21 outs. No, 24.
You had it right.
Screw it.
You had it right.
I guess I did. All right, the ninth and final item. Carlos Correa is the 4th fastest shortstop to big home run numbers. Chandler Rome covers the Astros for the Chronicle.
Who were the other three?
Correa hit his 73rd home run yesterday. He hit his 72nd in his 400th career game. The only 3 shortstops in Major League history to have more home runs through their first 400. How about Ernie Banks, Nomar Garciaparra, and Alex Rodriguez?
Man.
Ernie Banks finished his career with 512 home runs. Alex Rodriguez, of course, finished his career with 696 home runs.
That's not even fair. Yes. 696 home runs.
Yes.
Correa's, you know, he's built for the long haul. You know, he's a big guy, can handle the workload. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to get 500 home runs, but he's built to last.
He certainly is very talented hitter, and I'm anxious to see what those power numbers eventually look like. All right, you can pull it down here, Jonesy.
As, you ready?
The DWI30.com text line, 713-572-4610, has been sending in various names. What do you got for me, Johnny?
One of them I am a big fan of, all right? Big, big. The spin rate.
The spin rate. Interesting. Okay. The spin rate. All right, let's write that one down here.
How do you feel about that one, Jonesy? Jones is just going to talk with that from now on. Nice game, pretty boy.
All right, so the spin rate. Somebody says you should call the 1121 the cleanup because it's from over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. The nine, the local nine.
Nine things Joe Buck forgot.
The complete game. The ninth inning stretch.
The can of corn.
The can of corn. Touch them all. Let's see. Name it Cody's thing he thought of while having his wet shorts and a porta potty. Thank you, loyal listener. Gilbert, we're not calling it touch them all. The pennant minute, it lasts far more than a minute. We can't do that. Mm-hmm. It's also not pennant time. I like nine things Joe Buck forgot. On deck, no. I don't like that.
Importante nueve.
Hey. I don't hate that.
Importante nueve.
Importante nueve. All right, so we got some ideas here. We'll get to the bottom of it and figure out what we'll call it by hopefully next week. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.